And welcome, y'all, to Blacker the Berry. I am Dean. That over there is the Madman Los. And today, we're going to talk about something a bit interesting. We're going to get into it as we have been doing for season five. Something that my man right over here, Winnie the Pooh, likes, and that's motherfucking food.
Well, he likes honey, but yeah.
Is it not food?
All right, I see what you're saying.
Right? I know sugary goodness. But we're going to get on some sugary goodness, especially while, like, you know, America just allows it just to basically trample within everything that we're consuming, and then we want to wonder why obesity is the number one problem within this country, followed by heart disease is the number one cause of death in America. I don't know, but it's all linked shit that we're fucking putting into our bodies.
Go ahead, player.
This is something you wanted to bring. Well, actually, it's both of us, but yeah, go ahead now.
Well, I mean, it's the gluttonous of America. That's the issue. You know what I mean? Like, when we look at ourselves globally, compared to globally, our foods are, we're more obese. Our kids are fed the worst shit in schools. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to Europe, you get a 2 ounce fucking Coke. You know what I mean? We got these 2 liters of shit over here. Like, it's all different. Look at our fashion and shit like that too. We can't fit their clothes. We can't fit a European cut because we're built different. You know what I mean? Like, it's all like, we're completely fat. Nigga,
one thing I want to tell you this, and this is no disrespect to you, and there's no disrespect to the good people across the pond, because we got some love for some people across the pond.
Yeah,
but you can't compare tier one military to a tier three military.
That has nothing to do with
What I mean by that is, in just all things in life, we're not equal to them.
No, it's not just
we're
them.
Just bigger, better, powerful.
I'm just talking about I meant European. I didn't mean just UK. You know what I mean? I meant like France, all that. We're just compared to all the European nations in the world.
Look at what they're eating.
Our food is terrible.
Yeah,
there's stuff that we have that it's in vital shit. Like, you know, it's in our toothpaste. It's in our meats. It's in whatever, and it's banned from other countries. Like, they don't even have that shit. And that's in our critical
now,
shit that we eat every day.
Now, I do know currently that we are actually having there's actually like a lawsuit from, I think it's the USDA or the FDA against Mexico, because Mexico wants to ban, like, you know, GMO corn.
Really?
From importing our GMO corn.
Because they can grow naturally, though. Right?
Yeah. Well, then the question becomes, well, why is that not? But I'm just tying it all back to your original point of just why is it allowed here and then not in other nations?
Yeah.
That does beg to ask a good question, especially when it's like we look at them also like the preservatives that's put in the shit.
Oh, yeah.
But then also, too, we have to remember, our government is champion. A lot of them were, but our government absolutely championed this COVID vaccination, and we've seen what happened with people there. So why wouldn't they give a fuck about what they're putting in our foods?
Right, right.
Like, think about it. Think about how we're at a point that they now have to label things organic because so much shit is just not.
But
like,
even is it organic even when they do label that shit?
You come to find out it's not half the time.
Right, so what's really the difference?
Because what is organic from a clone?
Oh, my God, that's a bar. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's true. You don't know, like what the fucking steroids in a chicken, you know what I mean?
But,
like,
but if we're gonna talk about everything, we have to talk about everything in its totality, right? Because then there are gonna be certain people who are gonna say, well, as of what we've been seeing right now, it's, you know, there haven't been that much adverse effects with certain items that they've been putting out there in regards to salmon, shit like that, because I guess, like, the way they're able to grow them and you're able to, like, exit out certain diseases, I understand where they're going with certain things. But then when we're getting to the point of, like, the impossible meats and you have fucking goddamn... Hold on.
That's what I draw the line.
It gets worse, though, but then when you have individuals like, you know, Bill Gates, who has actually the most farming land in America, we come to find out.
Right.
And then you hear him talking about that he wants to basically champion cloning, like, he wants to just basically make food like in a fucking lab to then feed people. I don't understand why our government would want us so fat, gluttonous, and ultimately weak. Like, there was a point in time, like think about
it, makes it easy,
but think about because it all ties in together, right? Because think about even how PE was, like, back when our parents went to school. That was like a real PE. They used to have like climb shit, do shit. We played games.
I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, but it should have been.
No, I know what you mean. They, like, we did the fitness test sometimes.
But then you find out. But then even back then, though.
Yeah.
Even though there was a marriage between the food industry, the USDA, and another, I forget the other one, but there was a conglomeration. That's why the food pyramid is the way it is today.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's actually not really based off facts, but just based off of like, big business, mm-hmm. because, you know, it was easy to make, it's easy to make wheat and grain, shit like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just easier for that.
Yeah.
That's why they said, oh, consume this the most.
Now
you come to find out, we're not supposed to have all these fucking carbs.
Right.
And they still hold true to that same today when we know this.
Yeah.
And there are so many different diets right now that are just debunking the whole trends. Like you've been here. Like, for instance, why is keto within, like, there's a certain part of keto. I'm not saying doing the whole thing, but it's a certain part of that motherfucker that it's on to something.
No, yeah, I definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't. Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to be so hardcore with it.
No, yeah, no.
But But then there's a direct debunk to what we're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
consuming.
Right.
That's just one. Think about the vertical diet.
Yeah. Well, the vertical diet is like fucking.
I love it. I love that. That's kind of like what I do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and once again, I don't follow it to the T, but that's basically kind of what I
mm-hmm.
kind of go off of.
Yeah. No. It's understandable, and it's definitely something that, like,
salt is not as bad as they tell you that salt is bad, depending on how you consume salt
and
what kind of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hydration, like, there's a lot of things that all.
There's a lot of that
but once again, it does not make sense why you would want your people like that. That correlation, I'm still not able to grasp.
You know it though. You know
what
it, though.
Control, but then wouldn't you? No matter what, you can still control a fit group of people. The diseases.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
For the people who don't know, that's Marcus in the back added some jewels into this shit.
It's everything. When you look at it, like, they're attacking every industry, like every industry they have, right? Food, you know, medical, all that. So every way they have like a ploy and way to attack us, and they just link that shit together. You know what I'm saying? The food spills over to the medical spills over into this. You know what I mean? And that's where they make money off. It's like I made my money now. It's like this, basically. It's like you a civilian, right? Now, throughout your life, you're gonna go through almost all these institutions. You're gonna go to school, you're gonna go through the medical, you have to eat, you know what I'm saying? You might get locked up, you know what I mean? We might make you get locked up, you know what I mean? And then you're going through all these institutions. So every single way, every institution you occupy is a way for them to like fuck with you and like make sure you don't succeed. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like food is another way that they attack us, i.e. the mass production of the shit, the GMOs, the fucking with the shit. We got flavors that don't even fucking taste like real shit. You know what I mean? Like, we're making up shit. We got, and then the corn syrup shit, you know what I mean? Like, all the Red Lakes and all the other shit. You know what I mean? The fake sugars and shit. There's so much shit that is terrible for us. Even the gummies. Gummies are, like, terrible for us. And we're, like, consuming them shits by the millions, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a whole, it's everything. It's all the lanes. And then you want to go back to a deeper concept, because some people, it's all about people's diets, you know what I'm saying? Some people are vegan, some people are, like, they do the keto.
Which, we're talking about food?
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask, excuse me, Brother Ed, could you just please, or Brother Marcus, please remind us this one point. We got to get back to these fucking vegans. No disrespect to the vegans, but disrespect to the fucking vegans. We got to talk about y'all.
Yeah.
There's an issue between this. Yeah. There's something that's a problem.
Yeah. Stick to your mushrooms and your jackfruit shit. Don't try to make steak look like this.
It's a problem.
Stop making cauliflower look
Get the
like,
fuck out of here. Mean? Don't fucking, you can't make a cauliflower steak, you motherfucker. Stop. If you don't want fucking meat, then you fucking go eat your fucking grass and you go be fucking happy. Go fuck off.
Okay.
We'll get back to that.
No, yeah.
So please remind us, but we got to get back to these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers.
But to that point, because, you know, you got to think about people who don't eat like, you know, like the alkaline diets, stuff like that. They don't even eat what vegans eat. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's a lot of shit that we say that like, we shouldn't even be eating. Shit that, like back to you said with the food groups. We're supposed to be, what's on the food groups for vegetables? Broccoli, all this other shit. We're not supposed to be eating broccoli because it's man-made, right? That's what they say. So it's like, all the shit that they tell us to eat, we can't even eat. So what the fuck can't we trust at this point? You know what I'm saying?
So then now it goes back to, okay, but then when was broccoli fucking made? Can you go on the Google machine?
Listen, it's from Dr. Sebi and all of them said they don't eat broccoli.
All right.
You don't know, so you got to listen. This is no man-made food. No man-made foods, man. You only eat root vegetables. That's not man-made. You know what I mean? You know, stuff like that. You got to eat like the carrots and the potatoes and all that shit. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Squashes, the shit of the world.
Squashes, you know? Potatoes, yeah. Fucking, okay.
No, man-made GMO vegetables, you know what I'm saying?
So then how did, honestly, this is the first time I ever found out that broccoli was not fucking, that was fucking man-made. What else is fucking man-made? Yeah, fucking tomatoes? No, that has a fucking root.
Yeah.
So fucking what else? Peas? I hate peas.
Cauliflower, I'm pretty sure.
It can't be. I love fucking cauliflower.
But listen.
What about Brussels sprouts?
Sprouts are, I think sprouts are good, yeah. Yeah, there's a list. There's a list.
Not for nothing, like, all right.
There's a list.
All right,
you gotta look it up. I'm not gonna be the Dr. Sebi expert. I know I looked at some shit, but I'll tell you, there's a
who killed him?
Listen, but they killed him for a reason because he must have been he's kicking knowledge. That's why he cured cancer, curing the shit that you know. If he's the caveat, like you fucking
didn't he get arrested? He had mad bread on him, and then like that's why he had his own money on him. And he got hemmed up, and then he got sick afterwards. Would that happen to Dr. Sebi, right? Am I wrong?
He gets sick, but I'm not sure about him getting hemmed up or anything. He's a doctor. I don't know. But
no, he was just traveling with his own money.
Right.
I don't know if it was him or someone else.
But
they were traveling with their own money.
That could be something, you know, like once you.
But because I thought they were like after his ass. Huh? Oh. That's interesting.
But another that could be set up too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
100% of a setup. Come on.
Once you marked, they was like, yeah, we gotta get them out of here. By any means. Any little shit. The little shit will be one that jammed them up. But yeah, like the mass production, yo, like we can't eat nothing. You know what I'm saying? First we got a chicken shortage, right? No chicken. But we still got chicken thighs. How we got no chicken, no drumsticks in shortage? We got chicken thighs. Okay, whatever. Now, eggs is $1,000. The fuck? Like what are we doing? Like what are we doing?
Well, not for nothing. What something is that no one's talking about is there has been some attacks on some of our largest distributors of these items that no one's speaking of.
Oh, see?
We know. It's absolute, like, it's a cover-up. But we just don't know if this is the, like, we don't know if this is the cover-up of, like, the enemies or if our own people are doing something. That's the issue about the country
America.
We live in. We don't know who's fucking us.
Yeah.
Is it our government or is it the enemies? That's the issue. You know what I mean?
I suspect America.
I don't know.
Sometimes they let other people up to a certain point just to fuck us over. Like, oh, we don't have to do it. Let them do it a little bit.
But that's what I mean. But then, like, who's...
It's really America.
Who put the... I don't know. I don't know, but there's been a lot of fucking, like... There was a big fire, like, there's been fires left and right, like, whole distributors, like, there's been issues. Mm-hmm. They haven't really been fucking reporting on it, but it's interesting as fuck to me.
Okay, so I want to kick this to you. What about the, like, the social economical aspect of, like, the food industry and how they attack us, right? Why is healthy shit so fucking expensive? You know what I'm saying? Like, because
earlier what I said with the marriage that was, like, the USDA... the industry, big food industry, and then as well as like obviously the government and shit, because of the mass production of that corn and wheat, and I believe there's a Netflix documentary that kind of covers this shit that I'm kind of bringing out. Yeah. But because of that mass production, that's why you're able to get like 1,000 different items from just fucking wheat alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's why we're in the. That's why at the bottom of that pyramid, there's wheat is the biggest thing that we're supposed to
get. I'm talking about like other things like.
But from wheat,
okay,
you get that's how you get your fucking corn chips.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Yeah, and then they're adding on the so when you're asking why is it
so cheap? I see.
It's just because
it's not cheap. It's expensive.
No. Going to socioeconomic issue. Right. Why is unhealthy food so cheap? Because the government is now also then giving all these farmers fucking tax breaks on just producing wheat, fucking corn, shit like that. That's what they get the tax breaks off of. They're not getting the tax breaks off of doing your strawberries, your blueberries, your shit like that. They don't get dick, dog, Harry from that shit. But from the shit we really shouldn't be consuming as much as we're consuming just because of how much money they're able to make off of it. That's why now we're in the situation that we're into.
So it's not even about making healthy food expensive. It's also just because the cheap food, the unhealthy food is so cheap. That's why it's so expensive.
And it's because our government's giving them tax breaks for it. If our government gave tax breaks for actual fucking like healthy food being like produced and shit, I guarantee you there'll be a shift like fucking that.
Mm.
And don't get me wrong, there would be motherfuckers who would absolutely fuck that up too. Right. Because you can make something healthy completely unhealthy. Yeah. Absolutely can happen.
Yeah, for sure.
But at least we would then have a true alternative, like, in, you know, being able to fucking go into just any fucking store and being able to get like an apple or like an orange or something like that for the day and keep it pushing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And feel like good about it. Like, and it's normalized.
I don't feel
so
like,
that, you know what I'm saying?
I don't feel that security, in that sense of security, going into like grocery stores. I feel like at the end of the day, like, yeah, it could look as healthy as possible, but now that I know this, that I have this sense of
everything's fucked.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, these strawberries could look beautiful, right? The color I need them to be, natural as possible. I could have got them from a certain spot. At the end of the day, they could have said it was farm to table. Okay, whatever. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? When I wash them shits off and them shits is vibrant and a big ass plump strawberry, I'm like, why is this shit so plump and big and GMO'd? You know what I mean? Like,
it yeah, just, it's not like, and it, then it's like, oh, I'm not supposed to be having these. I feel as if when I was growing up, you were growing up as well. As well as you brothers back there, when we were growing up, I feel as if there was a lot more emphasis on seasonal vegetables. Like, there used to be a reason with the season that you can only have certain shit that grandma, grandpa, your mom, your pops, or whatever was making at that certain
peppers,
time. Like, you only got certain shit at certain times of the year. That's why it was lit. It was literally like now, you can get that shit whenever. Some shit that your grandmother used to exclusively make for fucking Christmas.
Certain type of pepper or something.
You go grab that. You can grab everything she need right now. She can make it for you in the summer.
Yep.
What are we talking about?
Yep. That. But yeah. Yeah. But back to the socioeconomical thing, right? So back to the unhealthy things. Like, so they, like you said, the marriage between the food industry and the economics and stuff like that. So in low affluent neighborhoods, right? Not in the low affluent. Not affluent.
Low affluent.
Low income areas. In low income areas, why is it always like,
I would say suburban low income areas, because if you go out to, excuse me, like urban in low income areas. Because if you go out to rural low income areas, at least they can cook. At least they're going to have good food because they got it themselves.
Yeah, but
so no, more, but we got to make sure we differentiate.
Because that's more self-sufficiency, though.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? So they can grow it themselves. That's different.
100%.
But in low-income areas, why is it always just you see, you know, the unhealthy shit? The right word is like, it's like, oh, you need cheap food because you don't have anything. Let's feed them McDonald's. Let's feed them this. It's like the perfect place for it. You know what I mean?
Well, because they got to eat.
Yeah.
That's the business model.
They got to eat, but
they got to eat. And if the business model is keeping it as cheap as possible,
right?
And you start to look for ways that we can just make it as cheap as we can make a good tasting product for as cheap as possible, and it just needs to pass the health standards.
Oh my God!
Barely. Because that's what our business model is made off of. Yeah. It's not, the business model isn't made off of like them being Michelin star restaurants, because there's only but so many people who can consume that on a daily basis. They want daily consumption,
right? That's true.
So we can't. You know what I mean? And then the way that everything is set up, like at least in America, because somehow, some way, McDonald's does not taste the same. Listen, I haven't been across the borders, but everybody I talk to that goes across the borders always tells me McDonald's does not taste the same. KFC does not taste the same. Any of these American fast food companies, that shit goes away, does not taste the same. Fucking Japan, I guess Japan's got some of the best fucking food. This shit is fucking out of this fucking world. We just got to look why. It's because of the marriage that we've allowed. And obviously with how much money these companies are fucking making, you think Kellogg's would allow a whole switch like that? You think they going to stop making fucking goddamn Frosted Flakes?
No.
Tony the Tiger? Nigga, never.
No, hell no.
They'll blow the bitch up.
Kellogg's is like top three. They're like.
They will blow this bitch up. Like, you think Kraft is gonna be okay with that, nigga?
Yeah, no. Yeah, one of the biggest companies. Yeah,
what? Then Rob's like, ho. Meek and them, hold on. Matter of fact, Meek, can you make a song telling them to shut the fuck up for me? Thank you. I love you, brother. I love you.
But I think what it is, I think back to that point, it's like the palates. You know what I mean? Americans have a palate. You know what I mean? The French have a palate. They eat a certain kind of a cuisine. You know what I mean? They have a certain type of thing. So like they cater to the, even when people like, let's say like Chinese people come over here and they make restaurants, whatever, they still are catering.
It's an American
food,
restaurant. Yeah, to them. You can't get General Tso's in China.
That's what I'm saying. it's like
looks like you crazy.
Yeah, what the fuck? Even if it is, it looks completely taste and is taped like no MSG, no any of that. You know what I mean? Less trained.
No,
fat.
They use MSG over there.
I think. Well, either way. Right.
We banned it over here, but they use that shit over there.
We definitely don't ban that shit. We have MSG, a ton of MSG in our food.
No.
Yes, yes.
I feel as if this is like certain places like MSG is banned from.
No.
And consuming it.
No.
It's in everything?
Nah, there's damn near in everything. They have some, like, and it's not even not just that, it's substitutes for that. It's like they have all of that. You know what I mean?
What
like,
I'm saying is like, but if your shit has MSG in it, it has to be labeled because that can kill people.
I'm saying it is labeled. I'm sure it's labeled.
But that's what I mean. Like, I haven't consumed anything with MSG in it because I haven't seen a label on anything saying but I have. Because if I have consumed something with MSG.
Seen a label. Doesn't mean it's not there. You know what I mean? Some people don't look at the back of their shit. You know what I mean? Some people just eat and they don't look.
Shame
like,
on me.
Look, you know
shame
what I mean?
On me.
But either way, it's a cater the
but
taste.
I do look, but I'm saying, but I haven't seen, but now I'll be looking even, I'm looking like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, you definitely got to look in there. You definitely got to look in there or know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's also about the diet too. Because like, let's say like, you know, for instance, your example, like you're working out, you want to eat certain things, you need a high protein diet. Of course, you look at what you need, you know, how you take into account for how much sugars you have and shit like that.
Hydration, shit like
that. Yeah, you know what I mean? You got to take all that in. You know what I mean? That's the problem with, you know, our nation is that we don't do that. You know what I mean? We don't care about how we feel and how we look and all that shit. We let ourselves go. And then, you know, because everything's in our face, easier for it to do. You know what I mean?
And it's not healthy. And once again, this isn't us trying
to. It's like a cycle. It's a vicious cycle.
This isn't us trying to fucking come at the obese people, yada, yada, yada. We don't give a fuck about y'all. This ain't about y'all. Like, this is just about, like, being fucking healthy. Like, and just. And then the reason why people don't move the way that you and I move, because the way I'm moving, you're moving as well. You just didn't say it, but you're doing basically the same thing in your own way.
Yeah.
The reason why is because that we were blessed. Like, at this point, the way that I'm seeing the world go with motherfuckers.
Go ahead.
We were blessed to play sports and do what we did and face the hardships that we faced and learn the things that we learned because it was able to transcend in life. And one of those things was fitness as well as diet. And then also, too, just knowing like how your body works. That's not taught in school at all. That's what goes back to my other point of like PE class being like somewhat real and shit that's like true. That. Health class, like for instance, or home, like
Home ec
being actually like a legit class taught, like it's everything is like watered down into joke now because we don't put money behind it. Money behind fuck all everything else, and now we're producing these fucking fat slobs who are idiots. And the reason that they're fucking idiots isn't their own fault because they're fat, but it's just because of also too the food that they're consuming that we're all consuming is a stress on our body as well as our mental. So the reason why that a lot of people are even feeling the way they do, hey. Every coach that I've played under used to say the same thing. Look good, feel good, play good.
That's Deion, baby.
It's the truth. Look good, feel good, play good.
When you play good,
same thing good. In life. Mm-hmm. Same thing in life.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're wondering why you may not be like, why am I whatever.
You feel a certain way.
Start to actually treat yourself and treat your body like the temple that it actually is.
Yeah.
And no one's telling you that you're going to be a size two because there are actually big people
who
big.
Look good. Yeah.
Look in the fucking NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Look in women rugby. Yeah. Like, there are, listen, so there are people out there who are just like that. We're not saying that everyone's going to fit this slim model.
No.
But there's a healthy way to be big.
Yes.
There's a healthy way to be small because just because you're fucking skinny and you be eating everything that you fucking want doesn't mean that you're fucking healthy either.
No.
Because you can be a walking death trap among yourself. You don't even fucking know it. Facts. Hell, anybody, it could be any of us. You can live as healthy as you want to. You can still fucking die tomorrow. It doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
But you at least want to give yourself and your family a chance and opportunity. But I understand most people don't do it because of the way that America has set everything fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. So if they don't know, it is hard to get upset at them.
Yeah.
For not, like, yeah, you, it's like, yeah, you're an adult. You need to learn. Like, at some point, you have to take ownership among yourself.
Right.
But under the same token, I understand that if they don't know, they don't know. And it's hard to break a habit if you fucking, exactly. Especially if you don't see a reason. And it's the cheaper option.
Yeah.
So they may want to, but
that's
their pocket.
It's like in front of your face. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Their pocket says one thing, so I can't do that. So now you're telling me I not only have to make this change, but then the fact that I'm going to be starving myself because I can't even get as much as I really need to even first make the change to even like this kind of food.
Like, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
it's a fucked up cycle.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what is crazy?
That we've allowed to happen because of the motherfuckers we got up in
it's
there.
It's almost like dieting is like starting a business because it costs money. To have a certain diet.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does.
You know, like, it's
fucking
like.
Fucking sucks.
I like, oh, I want to eat. I'm working out. I want to eat a high protein diet. I have to get a certain amount of things. You want to plan things out. You got to shop a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, so it's.
And that's not the least expensive food.
No, so you've got to be kind of careful out there, people. But I want to say is back to the whole thing. The difference we kind of nudged at, but we didn't kind of dive into is like the difference in some like rural areas where they can be more self sufficient and like urban areas where they can't. You know what I mean? So it's like that self sufficiency. Like even you can definitely grow vegetables in a city area. I've seen
depending on the zoning. No, yeah, you can't.
Sometimes
you can. That's another. Saying, but that's a.
Right, you're right. That's
a factor.
That's true. But for the places, some places you can. You know, you have a little backyard. You can grow little queens and stuff like that. You could definitely still do it. But some people are not. You know, that self sufficiency. We don't have. I feel like our that shit is like dwindling as generations go on. Like people are not. They don't know how to do it. Yes, it's also about like what is taught to you and what you've, you know, if your grandma didn't have a garden, you're probably, your less chances of having a
garden.
It's hard to
teach it when you just lost a few generations recently.
It's true.
Recently. Very true. We have not recovered from the war on drugs.
Oh, wow.
We still haven't recovered from that.
Right.
And then, now we won't talk about the mass incarceration on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
With everything that came in the 90s with like the fucking stop and frisk and like the three strike rules and all that shit, like Reaganomics and shit. Mm-hmm. We have yet to recover from that. We are still generating. So those teachers that end up getting lost, those businesses that we ended up having coming out of fucking segregation end up being lost because we've lost a few generations. And within those generations, those people may have learned it, but then they end up dead in jail, strung out, whatever the fuck. They're not able to pass it off to that many people. Those businesses end up getting sold because people don't want to be bothered with the name. It's a whole fork. Like, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But we, as black people, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get over it. Nobody gives a fuck. Let's go ahead and get after it for us who want to get after it.
And not for nothing. We always prime you guys to tell you to be ready, just in case some shit happens tomorrow, right? Dean's always saying, get your guns, make sure you're ready, have your fucking plan and set. You know what I mean? Yeah, people from.
If you don't have, at least have a plan and set to get somebody else's resources.
Right. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
If the shit goes down.
Yeah. You know, and if you're, downstate, get across the bridge so you're not, fucking trapped if the bridges blow up. You know what I mean? Some shit happens. You know what I mean? So with that, it's also like you have to be self-sufficient and grow your own shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There might be a point in time where we don't know what the fuck gonna happen, but at least you got some tomatoes, some peppers. You know what I mean? You got something. Yeah, something. You know what
apples
I mean?
Growing on your property.
Something. You know what I mean? Oranges, if you're, wherever you are. But we don't got a lot of that. You know what I mean? And I think that part of it is because it's like, I think there's a, I think like the government and business obviously like caps that. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they want us to be completely self-sufficient. They want to control the means of production, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you can have some people self-sufficient, but you can't have everyone.
Right.
Obviously, the way America is, we're a business, right? So everything is a business. So we need consumers.
Right.
We need goods to sell.
Mm-hmm.
We need motherfuckers. We need suckers wanting to buy it.
Spend their
money,
right.
We need them lazy.
Right, exactly.
Because if you're lazy, you won't even think about it because obviously it's easier to do this.
Oh, okay.
I'm already used to doing this.
It's a mindset that they're applying.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I see.
We've seen so many of the
fucking... So once you got the mindset, you're already on
it's
the
It's already... If we get the mind and we also get the body...
It's over for them.
I got your soul.
It's over for you.
What you doing?
Yeah.
Now, some people can wake up from it, but that's why. Like, it's actually sad.
You guys, think about it. Let's really think about it. People be snitching over McDonald's. KFC, it's fucking terrible out here. It's bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what? Don't even get me involved.
First 48 is like, yo, this nigga's singing like a bird for a two-piece.
And why are you doing crime? Why are you doing
for a two-piece?
Why are you doing crime?
Yeah. If it's
different if a civilian sees something. If my civilian ass.
Nah, let's be
no, 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 go, no, no, no. My civilian ass is walking down the fucking street.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like in my neighborhood.
Right.
I'm walking my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I see somebody get murdered. And then they fucking run off.
Mm-hmm.
Cops say, did you see anything? Saw that guy get shot and somebody ran. Why wouldn't I give that information up?
That's witnessing, though. I don't think that's snitching, though. Snitching is like, I'm involved. I kind of did it too a little bit, but I'm giving you the drop on somebody else instead of me.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? That's a little bit of...
I guess I just put... Oh, I guess it's still tattletelling.
I mean, is it?
Technically, if we were going to get like, little...
You're not involved in the situation.
No, not at all.
I feel like snitching, you're involved in the situation.
I guess you would be right.
Like, you got... You have...
No, if I'm in something, then I'm in it.
Yeah.
Like, then... Whatever,
it's different. It is what it is. Different than witnessing something.
That's what I mean. Excuse me. That's what I mean. So I'm saying that. Yeah. So witnessing something.
Yes.
So I even forgot the original point I was talking about, but whatever, because we got off on that tangent. But no whatever. Don't snitch.
That's a good point. Like, that wasn't my point, but that's definitely the point.
Don't snitch. Oh yeah, no, because like the motherfuckers over the goddamn two pieces.
Yeah. Because
they're like, if you're not gonna, if you're doing the crime, if you're in it, don't. Then don't do it.
I mean, but even if you did it, why would you snitch over at McDonald's? You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to snitch, bring in something, you know what I mean? Bring in something steaming, you know what I'm saying?
Once again, not even that, and we're going to get right back on food, but just to say this, for people who snitch, if you know you don't got it in you, why are you even in that life? Just be a regular person.
Sheesh.
Like, being a regular person is not that bad. We're not terrible people.
Yeah, I make it look good. I know.
This shit is groovy. It's all right. You know what I mean? Niggas, we wake up, we go to bed, we're cool with everybody, we got no problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, everybody's going to have some certain problems, whatever the case may be. You know,
you'll be a hater, man.
You know what I mean? Just because you're a regular person doesn't mean you're a bitch, but you're just a regular, you can be a civilian if you know that, like, hey, if I sit here and I fucking murder 15 people with my friends, I'm going to tell them my friends, then don't murder those 15 people.
First of all, if you murder 15 people and your friends, you went for blood. Like, y'all, that's some different shit. That's a babies, pack.
Hey. No, I'm just using it. I'm going to use an extreme.
Yeah.
Just because, or like, hey, if you and your, hey, never listen, should, never should if you and all your friends went and purchased something and you get pulled over, then you and all your friends need to go down. Because all you motherfuckers did it together.
It's not my drugs, officer.
Then everybody say it. But hold to it. I don't know whose it is. I don't know. It's not mine. I don't know. But hold on. But then somebody's gonna be like, whose car was this, officer?
Yeah, somebody's gonna snitch.
If you know what I mean? If you give me some Hardee's, I may let you know.
Some Hardee? Oh no.
Carl Jr. Burger.
No.
Carl Jr. Burger.
Snitching over Checkers fries?
So speaking of food, hold on, just because I want to kind of get back on food. Yeah. And this is a little crazy, a little off. Just add a little bit of humor to this because we kind of went off on a little bit of a wild ride. Why don't we eat horse more? Is it bad?
Whoa. It got to be with the quality of meat. It got to be.
Why? But no, but like venison's not bad. Bison's not bad.
Deer. Different. Horses are, maybe it's dense. Maybe it's like, you know, because
we eat elk. Oh, yeah, still out that same family.
Yeah.
They gotta be no, because somebody's burgers got horse in them. It's like a little component of it. Kind of make like a little.
Ooh.
I forget. You can go on the Google machine. Somebody's burgers got fucking horse in them. I forget who's.
Nah, maybe half veal.
You want me to ask Siri?
Bison or something.
Hold on, let's see. Hold on.
No,
let's see.
You know what I mean? Nah, definitely not. That's who eats horse meat? Niggas is wilding. That's some Dahmer shit.
Hey Siri,
that's some Dahmer shit. Yeah, point that restaurant out.
Hey Siri,
so we can cancel them on spot. You know what I'm saying? I'll give him a 5-star Yelp review right now.
All
right,
hold on. Here's what I found. Wait, hold on. Hey, Siri, please tell me what restaurants have horse meat in the burgers.
I think it's wild polite to Siri.
Here's what I found.
Uh-oh, here we go. Because Siri cool, that's why. You just be a little cool with the motherfucker.
That's some little British bitch you don't even know.
Nah, I actually got it as the black dude.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. See, look at you. Look at you.
You could do that?
See? Yeah.
I didn't know you seriously could do, brother. All right, word.
All right. So, oh, shit. You know something funny?
It's in New York.
We were putting over the UK. We were putting over Europe and their food. Look at us. Live on air. About to get fact fucking checked.
What's up?
Where is that? All right. Number one. Listen. 12 famous companies caught selling horse meat. Number one, Taco Bell. In the UK, where they only have 3 establishments to maintain,
fast food,
there have been traces of horse meat found in Taco Bell's ground beef. Number two, Burger King. Also, is this all UK shit?
Yeah, your shit is, see, your shit is all, it's all linked.
Oh, I may have my VPN on. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
So but whatever.
He's in Manchester right now. Let me don't even know where the fuck he is.
So then we got Burger King as well.
We don't have.
But this is for the UK and Ireland.
Yeah. So you're not even. Yeah.
You get. Oh, there's some. Hold on. Oh, there's some Italian shit. Trader Zion, Tesco's.
Your point.
Oh yeah, there's got to be some Europe shit. Oh, and shit in Aldi's.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, there are restaurants that do have fucking horse meat. But so it can't be that bad.
But here's the thing though: other people eat other things though. Look can't at be other that bad. Other cuisines. Like I was saying before, other people have different type of cuisines, different palates. And Asia over there eat crickets and all types of shit. We don't bat an eye. They eat scorpions.
I wouldn't mind a cricket.
They do all of that shit.
I wouldn't mind a cricket. Mean?
Okay. All right.
But I would. How do you think that would taste?
Probably like crunchy.
Crunchy and good, right?
I don't know.
What about Scorpio? Scorpion? Would I eat a scorpion?
I ain't no motherfucking scorpion.
Yeah, right, right. Like I feel.
What's the most exotic thing you ate? You think?
I've been to that place in Oneonta. I've had some shit. That restaurant. I think I had like some crocodile bites, or something like that.
Some crocodile bites. Okay.
Like at the, you know, the spot in Oneonta that when we were in college.
I don't know.
Yes, it was like some Louisiana Southern style restaurant. They had like kangaroo. They had crocodile, or was it gator? Excuse me, no. They had gator and shit like that. Yeah, they also had like regular wings and burgers and shit. But yeah, they had like a lot of that shit. I forgot the name of it.
Kangaroo in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to get it shipped in. I used to ask the guy about it. They used to get it shipped in.
Nah, swear. I didn't know the owner. You want something else?
No. No. I'm telling you, no, I did not have it, but okay. It was right in Oneonta.
So
I forgot what the spot was called, but yeah, it was right there.
So
on Main Street. It was right across from... Where do we used to throw the fucking play basketball at? What was it called? The spot? We would go there, the strip club, the fucking, but it was not a good strip club.
The novelty.
The novelty lounge, yes. Cause it was not a novelty to go there.
It was definitely not a novelty. I don't know why they used that as a word choice.
But yo, you fucking get yo, listen, but it was great though, because
it was the bars,
the bars closed at 2:00. They would go to like 3:00. You can go there still drink, and you just like you grab like a like you know maybe like $5, and you could just play basketball. Like you know what I mean?
I'm like, what are you talking about? You can play basketball.
Yeah. Yo, say you have a few drinks and shit.
Kobe.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, but
right off the C-section scar. So now. It was true.
It was
true. I've used it as the backboard. Can't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, people. She did it, not me. I was supporting her, actually. I see she, you know what I mean? I was in college, but I was giving her a few dollars for her, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
you definitely had a double-double in the novelty lounge once.
No.
For sure.
No.
You had it.
I've never, in the
10 points and 10 assists. I've seen it.
Nah. In the Nov, I feels like I've never threw more than like $10 in the Nov.
There it was. It must have been that night.
Never could have been, yeah, maybe. Nigga, oh, yeah, we just oh,
nigga, nigga,
nah, yo.
Nigga had a piece of paper that said 12.
Kiss my ass, but the spot was the restaurant was right across from there,
yeah.
It was like some Cajun shit, but you know, it was kind of like it had like a bunch of Suco shit in there, so that could have been probably why niggas didn't fuck with it, but it was still good shit,
okay.
So maybe like that kind of stuff. And oh, excuse me, no, my father brought me to Wild Game Cookout. I'm sorry, yeah.
So what'd you eat there?
He fed me bear.
Ladies and gentlemen, where the fuck you get bear meat from?
They hunt it and kill it.
Where?
In North Carolina.
Oh, right? North Carolina. Okay, that's why I had to make sure. I'm still thinking we're in New York.
No,
I'm like, where the fuck you even find that?
My father's out of family country.
Right. Okay, so yeah, bear meat.
Yeah.
What was that? You remember?
It tastes. It's kind of like roast beef. It's tough, but like the way it's like it was like roast beef, but like a well done roast beef, but it was still like juicy, but it had like it's a gamey taste to it. Like
okay.
It's you could tell it, like they prepared it good, but it's still like you could taste something with it. But then I just was like, I don't know, southern spices, whatever. And then my father was like, yeah.
I think I probably like most shit, crazy shit I did. I think I had like fried shark once. I had like iguana.
Aren't the McDonald's fish fillet sandwiches supposed to have some shark meat in that too? I remember I said that one time when I was younger in front of my grandfather, and he was not happy.
Exactly. He must have loved that fish fillet.
Oh, he was not happy. I remember my mother yoked my ass up so fast.
That's fucked up.
Nothing's very great. You know, you just yoked with your you just fly chest first.
Your soul come out your body for a little bit in that yoke up. You're like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
All right, but back to this. The lost art, right?
Sure.
Farm to table.
Sure.
What? Where are we? Why? And like to your point before, why do we have to label organic shit? Why is farm to table such a lost art that when we have it around, it's
well,
it's
no like one wants to farm, first of all, because farming is a dying breed in America. No one wants to farm. These niggas aren't getting paid. And that shit is hard.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
why
yeah.
would they? So there's only but so many people who want to. Don't get me wrong. There are people out there in the middle of America doing what it fucking does. Shout out to you. Some people in the South doing what it do. Shout out to fucking you. But there's not enough of those savages out there that want to be out there 20. It is a 365-day-a-year job if you own that farm. Those animals want to eat no matter if your ass is sick or if your ass is not. You got to get your ass up and do some chores. Or be in a tight enough community, you can have someone else come over there to help you out. Or still you have enough, you know, availability that you can help someone else out so that, you know, obviously they can reciprocate it.
Right.
Whatever the case, it's just... It's there's no monetary gain for those motherfuckers to do the shit. That's why they're selling their land off so massively, and they're just turning into like big corporations who are now fucking our shit over. That's why, like, now if you can try to get someplace where has some land where you can at least for yourself have, like you said earlier, have some shit. Even like even the chickens and like maybe like pigs aren't like if you raise a pig from the beginning, if you have a pig and you depending on what you feed the pig,
right,
you'll be fine. Especially if shit is shit's going downhill and you don't want a house a fucking
but you
want
a wagyu pork rib?
If you can't fucking have a fucking cow,
yeah,
you can have fucking three or four pigs though. That could feed you and your family for 2 years.
Depends
on how big that meat will feed you and your family for like 2 years.
Yeah,
four
yeah.
pigs, maybe even more, depending Freezing on how much you shit. Yep. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah, like yeah. if we're thinking like that, and then at that point it's whatever you're giving this animal.
Yeah.
You know what you're giving this animal.
Right, right, right.
So then you should be okay with fucking eating the animal.
Right.
So like, and I don't say I had pigs because like pigs and chicken shit because it's not.
But now you're talking about a different thing too now. Because now.
Pigs are messy, but you don't need that. Like you can, as long as you slaughter them within like, I think the year or whatever, or maybe 2 years or I think it's either year or two. You slaughter them within that time frame, you will be all right. They won't be too much of a wreck.
But I think what you're talking about too, like even now how the animal is raised too is now. Add a bonus in terms of our cuisines and stuff like that. Like, because think about like Wagyu, the quality of the meat is depending on how they feed it. They are the true organics, right? So it's like they feed their cow, they make sure they monitor, they groom the cow perfectly so that the quality of meat is like the best, you know what I mean? The best kind of steak it is, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's another thing that's like, damn, like, why can't we just have. You know, I mean, of course, there's gonna be levels in terms of
there's quality. Levels because that is like right. you know, there's a lot that's going into that.
Yeah, but it's like Jesus, like this is like such an like a added bonus. You
well,
know what
because
I mean?
There's not enough independent farmers because right. you yeah, I think, but then it also goes down to like
$1,000 steak.
How many butcher shops are around?
I know one really that used to
my exactly yeah, that exactly to yeah. why because your butcher. Is now in Walmart and is not like an independent butcher. It's the Walmart butcher. So then where is the Walmart butcher getting their food from? From the Walmart fucking farms. It's all a cycle, baby. That's why. If you knew like seven, like you're like, oh, okay. We're recording right now in Deer Park. Oh. Marcus is like, yo, we know we got this butcher in Deer Park. Oh, we're out in Hempstead. Oh, I know this butcher in Hempstead. Oh, we're out there in Corm. I know this butcher in Corm. Everybody's town has a butcher or three. The same way you would have different kind of restaurants or whatever. Where would they be getting their food from?
Right.
Different kind of farms.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's now, but we have like big business has really, it has elevated America to a place, but it's also taken away a lot from the people getting there. Like it's tough sledging.
About this to my next point. Think about this. Like, you know, we are in a food industry place where it's like
I think we got up on now.
But yeah. Real quick, my point. Like you said about like big businesses like that. To the point where like it support the our nation or whatever to where we need to be, our economy, but then it's also trying to cap us out. Look at big pharma and little pharma. You know what I mean? Like you can't be no independent person. If you sell them the right stuff and you want to give your supplements and offer to the people and that helps them in any way and it keeps people from being sick, people especially doing it on a large scale, they'll come talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Them pharmaceutical companies will come talk to you. And make sure that you ain't getting there's a ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, because
there's
if you think about it, why have we have yet to get a cure for cancer when you can't tell me that the world's doctors have yet to been able to
Dr.
figure
out. Dr. Sabi did it.
Like how, but then it goes back to the point earlier that Marcus had brought up in regards to just of like, you got to keep people sick because then that also is money. Big mm-hmm. big pharma is not going to want people as healthy as they could be. So right. yeah, we kind of need the food to be as fucked up as like this.
Right.
Actually, oh shit, this is bringing me back to a conversation.
All these industries are codependent on each other.
You know what's crazy? I remember when I was in property management, I rented to this lady who worked for the FDA. The Federal Drug Administration?
Mm-hmm.
No, she worked for the USDA. That's okay. for the food.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about like what kind of food you can consume, like what's good, what's not good. And she basically was like, nothing's good. It's all terrible. Like you would be surprised the shit that you're eating.
That's what I'm saying. What can we trust at this
why
point?
Why are we having American chickens go out to China then come back then to be sold to Americans then be sold? Makes no sense.
That's what I'm saying. We're doomed. That's what I'm trying to tell you, people.
Which is why we're probably going to be fucking starving them out. But there's a whole other episode about that.
Yeah. Save it, brother. Come on, brother. But yeah, man. Watch what you eat, man. And obviously, try to work out. Try to be
you fit, know what? I active. Could, hold on. Before because, we do that, because I could be wrong. Hold on, brother. How long we been going for?
45.
Oh, shit.
I want the money.
All right, you getting it back.
Yeah.
You getting it back. All right.
Yeah, but
So you want to go a little longer or no?
Yeah, I mean, I seem to think people got what they needed.
Got what they needed from this?
Yeah, I mean.
I respect it.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, if that's the case, then.
Go ahead, brother.
I am Dean, baby. That over there is the Madman Low. This is Love Black and the Berry Food Edition. Hey, you know what? Do whatever you want.
Go with some chickens, nigga.
Hey,
go get some chickens.
Do whatever you want. Either you'll have food or you'll be food.
Oh, shit.
You be the choice.
That was heavy.